Hey, everybody, what's up? It's Bro Man.
Welcome
to Thursday. Thursday, man. The 21st, we're getting real close to Christmas Day. Very exciting day. But I wanted to take a minute and talk a little bit more about something we addressed on the last podcast. And that was the idea, and this is something I think this is going to become more and more common for people who have personal brands, people who make content online after they grow, and that's the idea of small businesses. Now, I know, like, that seems like kind of dumb, right? Like, on the face of it, like, oh, I got my personal brand, and I got my YouTube channel, and I got my Twitch channel, I got my Instagram page, I got all this bullshit, right? Well, this is the flip side of all that stuff. You see, the thing is, as you grow, people are willing to purchase your time and energy and access to your community and use you to sell their shit. So that is called being a social media influencer, and it is incredibly effective. A lot of the biggest brands in the world have effectively used social media influence to change the direction of their company, reestablish themselves, or more, and I think most importantly, build a credible name for their product. And so we addressed this in the last episode when I talked about one of the big reasons why we founded our coffee company was we realized the dollar value of our content to advertisers. And I thought to myself, well, shit, everyone who's involved, you know, with all the things that we work on, this is, you know, like, if we were devoting every single day to pushing this, this is like a multi-million dollar advertising machine that we have. So we decided to use it instead of for someone else, for ourselves. We found a product that we believed in. We obviously did all of our work and sourcing to try and create something that was great, because the thing with good advertising is if it's really great advertising, it just exposes people to your product. And if your product is shit, then you just expose yourself as shit incredibly quickly. So here's the long term. And I guess that this sort of couples with the whole set up your next step idea. As you're growing what you're growing and you're networking and you're trying to grow inside of your space, please, 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 please do not ignore everything around it. You have absolutely no idea what a connection that you have made 4 years ago through your content might mean to you today. You don't know who these people are. You don't know who you've met. And it all has value. It's all valuable. So my thought is this. Two things. One, if you're listening to this and you're an established content creator, please realize what you have. Please look at it as an opportunity to build something that is outside and beyond of your space. If you make gaming YouTube videos and you have a million fucking followers, there is no reason why you can't write a book. There is no reason why you can't launch a product line of, I don't fucking know. Let's go like a real wild, like you could launch a line of very high-end cups, because you have social capital to spend. And if it makes sense to you and your brand, it fits, it'll work. And then instead of just taking that quick paycheck, which is nice, like it's nice to get paid and it's nice to have people want you to represent their products. I think that for me, as somebody who has been able to do more and more air quotes influencer work, I think it's wonderful. I love taking time when a company's like, hey, we really like this game. Do you want to play it on stream for a couple hours? We set up the deal and I do it because I'm not one to speak for my entire community. And if I am going to be able to sign a deal for a game that I think looks nice and it might end up being someone's new favorite game, I think that's great. You know, but if a company's game's shit, I won't play it. Or if it doesn't fit my style, I won't. You know, you can still have authenticity inside of that space. And all that's wonderful, but the voracious independent that motivates each and every one of us to dream the dream of being able to talk into a microphone or look into a camera or write on our keyboard and say, what I just made is good enough to live my life off of, is insane. And if you're like me, you don't ever want to give that independence up. So I am trying to set you up for success. You have a platform, or you are building a platform that can become a machine that you can use to drive home every single good idea that you ever have. Please do not discount yourself in the equation of your success. And the moment that you have other people coming to you saying, please represent my product, it's time to start thinking about making your own, because God damn it, in the long term, the long, long term, you know, a decade from now, that thing that is you that you start to represent, that could become your thing. The only thing that you're known for. Your YouTube channel, your Twitch channel, your Twitter, your Instagram, it could all fade into some sort of new medium. But, you know, if you're out there repping hard and you've got your product, you've got your brand, your design, your whatever, that's with you forever. And it's something that you can build right now for your future so that you get to keep being your boss and you get to keep living your insane dream. Just like I am. I mean, that's why we're all here. It's probably why you're listening, because you have crazy dreams, and I appreciate that. So get out there. Work hard, dream your dreams, and take everything in with it. Because while you might not be incredibly interested in shoes right now, in 5 years, something might open up for you that's like, yo, look, you want to buy this shoe company? And now you're in the game. You want to like start a shoelace company? You want to start like a company to make fancy bottled water? You can get in the game. You always can get into the game. If other people trying to get into the game through you, you've got it. You just got to find the thing that you want to push. That is what you are. And that's what I got for you today. Thank you for listening. I appreciate each and every one of you. Year's wrapping up. You've been incredible. This podcast has been the most rewarding avenue of exploration I have taken in the 5 years I have been making content. I get messages, I get DMs on Instagram and Twitter every day that bless my life and make me so goddamn appreciative of each and every one of you. And if you haven't yet, I'd love to hear from you. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram at Professor Broman. You can follow me there. You can hit me with a DM or a tweet. I read and reply to everything, especially if you've got a question, because that's what matters, is making your life better. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time. Share this with someone you love, and please, 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 rate it. I'll catch you next time. Peace.